Craig Nielsen, take this question first. What are you doing or will you do to promote economic growth in the city of American Fork?
Sorry, we can stand up.
That's fine. Yeah, sit down. You can stand up. That's more people will be able to see it.
I think economic development is very important. We need to have a small town feel in American Fork, but businesses bring in tax revenue that helps offset new taxes. So that tax revenue is very important. We need to be a business-friendly city to attract those businesses. I've heard the statistics that somewhere around two-thirds of the sales tax that comes into our city comes from people that live in other cities. And that goes to offset the property taxes, like I said. So I think we can do a better job with economic development. I would promote hiring a full-time economic director. If this person is efficient and knows what they're doing, they can easily offset the cost by the increased sales tax revenue that they're bringing in.
I disagree with my colleague. I wouldn't hire anybody. I don't think we need to hire more people. As a mayor and city council, I think it's our job to go out and make businesses feel good about being here. Because there's nothing better than getting all the citizens around here to come to American Fork to shop. That's what we want. So we need to make sure that businesses are treated fairly, not unfairly at the expense of the citizens, but they need to be treated fairly. They need to know when they come here that our words are bond, and when we say something, we mean it, and we need to make sure that we don't take their property. Something that's always concerned me is when we invite developers to come in here and then we take their property for parks as an exchange for their being able to build homes. We can't steal people's property. No matter what we couch it as, we cannot take people's property. They have a right to their property. If we want a park, then we have to pay for it. We have to pay the developer for that. Same with the businesses. We need to make sure that we make them feel welcome, and that when we tell them something, we mean it, and we keep our word.
So I think the best way to encourage economic development within our city is a couple of things. Number one, to have a low tax environment. I mean, when businesses are looking to relocate, that's one of the things they consider. And being at the top of that list discourages economic development. Being at or near the bottom of that list encourages economic development. I also believe that good infrastructure is important. I've heard of businesses with crumbling roads in front of them saying, hey, we're going to leave the city if you don't do something about our road. And I just think that's because roads have been neglected in the budget over many years for whatever reasons. And so, like I said, I believe in well-maintained facilities and good roads. The other thing with development, a lot of American Fork City is undeveloped. There's a lot of undeveloped land in the city, especially south of the freeway. There's a new tracks stop there. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to get some high-tech businesses, some additional high-tech businesses there, and to make that a destination.
Decreasing our utility, decreasing our tax burden upon our homeowners, decreasing the debt. These are all game stoppers when companies look at coming to come into our community. If we were to charge them more on their utility rates or on their property taxes, they're going to decide to go to Lehigh. They're going to pick Alpine, Highland. They won't pick American Fork. We have to drive these rates down. Currently, again, we sit below the average on permits yielding for building homes. We are way above the average on the cost of these permits. If we don't have the people coming into our community with new homes, business will not be interested in coming to our community. Also, if our rates are way too high, again, this will be a game stopper and they will pick another community to go to. My goal, my objective, is to decrease those costs and make a very favorable business environment here in American Fork.
Governor Herbert recently had a program where he sent to all the mayors throughout the state of Utah, had them evaluate their business practices and what was a stopper for a small business to get started. I worked with the Chamber of Commerce, and we made a few changes that did that. The governor is now having a celebration of what has been done in the state of Utah to be more business friendly. American Fork has been business friendly for years. We can say that because I don't know many other cities our size that has five auto dealerships. That's the golden egg in American Fork is those auto dealerships. We've done very well in our business community, with the metals and other areas, and we have people that are coming. We're in the process of constructing two buildings that will add upwards of 1,000 jobs in our North Point Business Park. So I think we've had a pretty good track record and things are working well. We've also had a look at all of our impact fees, had a study, and are working through some of those. Many of those are being lowered, and we're working our way through those issues. Thank you.